This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States and Germany advise their nationals in Afghanistan to avoid traveling to Kabul airport on Saturday, citing security risks as thousands gathered trying to flee the country, with one official saying there is a threat from the Islamic State group. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss military operations, the official says small groups of Americans and possibly other civilians will be given specific instructions on what to do, including movement to transit points where they can be gathered up by the military. The changes come as the U.S. Embassy issued a new security warning Saturday, telling citizens not to travel to Kabul Airport without individual instruction from a U.S. government representative. Officials declined to provide more specifics about the Islamic State group threat, but described it as significant. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Rescue efforts continued in Haiti Saturday as the country continues to struggle over a lack of aid to remote areas of the impoverished Caribbean nation, hardest hit by last week's devastating earthquake that killed more than 2,000 people. Exasperation over the time it is taking for aid to come through began to boil over on Friday, with residents attacking aid trucks in several towns across the south of the nation. The official death toll from the earthquake stands at 2,189 people, with an estimated 332 people still missing. Residents in towns across the southern rural countryside are still digging for bodies believed to be underneath the rubble. Tens of thousands of homes are in ruins, leaving many families with no option but to sleep outside, despite torrential downpours at night. The hurricane season in the Caribbean runs until the end of November, and Prime Minister Ariel Henry has warned residents to brace for more storms. This is VOA News. Australian police clashed with hundreds of anti-lockdown protesters in Melbourne and Sydney Saturday as officials reported the country's highest ever single-day rise in COVID-19 cases. Reuters' Adam Reid reports.
In Melbourne, officers were seen pepper-spraying a crowd of thousands as they swarmed police lines. Seven police officers were hospitalised and hundreds of demonstrators were arrested. The scuffles came after State Premier Daniel Andrews expanded a lockdown in Melbourne to the entire state of Victoria. Elsewhere in Sydney, riot police broke up a planned anti-lockdown march in the city centre and took several people into custody. The unrest came as the country reported its highest ever single-day rise in COVID-19 cases. Most of the nearly 900 reported cases across Australia on Saturday were found in Sydney, the epicenter of the Delta variant-fueled outbreak.
That's Reuters' Adam Reid. Thousands of people demonstrated across France again Saturday to protest a new law that requires proof of vaccination or of a negative COVID test to enter cinemas, bars, restaurants, or long-distance trains. In Paris, people held banners reading Liberty or Macron, we don't want your pass. The government insists the pass is necessary to prevent a fourth wave of COVID infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. France reported 2,106 people in intensive care from COVID-19 Saturday and 68 COVID deaths in the previous 24 hours. Hurricane Grace battered Mexico with torrential rain and howling winds early Saturday, causing power outages, flooding, and downing trees after becoming one of the most powerful storms in years to hit the country's Gulf Coast. At least 8 people were reported killed by the storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said that through Sunday, Grace would dump between 15 and 30 centimeters of rain over swaths of central and eastern Mexico and up to 47 centimeters in some areas. The Hurricane Center said heavy rainfall would likely cause areas of flash and urban flooding. The U.S. East Coast is bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Henri as it threatened to bring fierce winds and heavy rains that could cause dangerous storm surge and flooding across the region. If Henri strikes southeast New England as a hurricane, it would be the first direct hurricane landfall since Bob, almost to the date in 1991. That storm killed 17 people and caused more than $1.5 billion in damage. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.